The Steve Cochran Show.
Seabrook reaching in, pokes it away to the right boards to Panic, clears it over the line to center ice. 2 seconds, one. Joel Quenneville picks up his 400th win behind the Blackhawks bench as a head coach as the Blackhawks come to Minnesota and extend their road winning streak to 7 games with a 5-3 victory over the Minnesota Wild.
The Who for Coach Q. The Coach Q Show is sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. And Mr. 400 joins us now. What a great night in Minnesota. And congratulations on 400 wins. That is a heck of an accomplishment.
Well, thank you. I feel very fortunate to have the opportunity to coach. It's a great group of guys, and we've had a lot of fun here, and it's gone by quickly. But that was a special night for Taser and his line. I think Nick Schmaltz had an amazing game. Panic Pans as well. They were, boy, they all 5 goals are in on plus 5 as a line. It was one of those nights that I'll never forget. And, you know, and nice to see, the kid step up and have one of those games that, like, wowed you. And he had the puck on a string all night, and Johnny was spectacular. So it was great to see, and it was a big win for us. Kept us in the Minnesota pursuit.
Coyotes tonight, before we get to that, having lived up there for 5 years in the Twin Cities and knowing what a heartbreak it was when the North Stars left town, these are some really rabid, wild fans. And they went from having that look like, we got them right where we want them when the puck dropped, to the end, to going, what the hell happened? Because it was impressive. It really was. It was one of the best performances I've seen the Hawks make. Obviously, statistically, it backs it up. But from the bench, man, you must have just sat back and said, how much fun is this?
This was a great game. It was a good pace of the game right off the bat. Crow got tested early in the game, and then the second period, I thought we got going much better, and then they came at us, and you say in the building was loud. That was like, sounded like deep in the playoff run. The intensity and the noise in the building when they pushed at the end with a couple chances at the crossbar with a goal down, and so it was the game was on the line from start to finish. But we did a lot of good things in that game, and like we said a minute ago, that Johnny's line was probably the big difference.
Joel, you've been on a nice run, especially this month, and 7 straight road wins,
first
unprecedented,
time ever?
Yeah, for the Blackhawks. Have you seen kind of a process? Have you been building towards a game like that on Tuesday?
Well, it was a great trip. Our road record there. I mean, we've definitely improved our team game over the last. I'm going to say month and a half. I think we have the puck a lot more. There's more balance to our team. We have more speed in our game. We're making the other team defend zone possession, and we're dangerous on all our lines. So it's been a good progression. It's tough to win in this league on the road, and to do it the way we've done in some tough buildings twice in Minnesota. It's says a lot, but I don't think we should be satisfied. We got to get consistency is what we're looking for, and we want to keep getting better. I still think there's another level here as well, but certainly good. Our game's as good as it's been at any point all year.
Is this the fun part of the season, or do you not break it down that way?
Well, I find it, I think it's always fun. The games are, every game's so meaningful now. You got everybody looking to battle for positioning. They're battling for points, the meaning of playoff positioning and standings and matchups. And, you got the trading deadline at this time of the year, too. So there's a lot of things going on right now. And, I think in our thing, we want to keep that pursuit on Minnesota and keep some pressure on them and try to stay ahead of the Minnesotas and Nashvilles. And there's always something going on. There's always something to play for. But I think you're starting to see the intensity of the games ratcheting up here. And everybody's got a busy month of March going into the last week of April. So it's our first week of April. So it's a... it'll be fun to see, but there's a lot of important games going along for everybody, and the value of those 2 points is huge.
What about them Coyotes tonight? What do you think of them?
They're playing their best hockey of the year. They're playing good hockey, and they always seem to play us well in our building, and So let's be excited about it, knowing that I know we've got some games here at home. We want to make sure that we take advantage of the home cooking here, and but continue to play the same way and find that consistency in our game.
Andre, you had a question.
Well, Coach, I'm wondering if you're an Oscar guy. We're talking a lot about the Oscars coming up to Sunday. I know you have bigger things on your mind, but do you watch the Oscars or DVR them? And are you worried at all that soup in a sandwich now with all the Oscar buzz that it's getting, there might be a little bit of lack of focus on behalf of Campbell and Breadman?
Well, we get a big game Sunday night, so I'm you know, I probably won't watch your DVR. You know, you hear a lot about it, though. We'll you know, but hopefully those guys get some recognition for that.
I hope so. I mean, for all they've done for the industry. And the good news is Campbell and Panarin are going to be wearing the special limited edition Blackhawks tuxedos during Sunday night's game.
Who wore it best?
Perfect. Yeah, exactly. 400 wins. That you said it went fast, but you know, it's such a cliched question. But you look back and you go, was there a chunk of those 400 where you felt like this is the place that I really want to be? This is where it goes. I mean, it feels like as great as you were in those other stops, you never been better than you've been here.
Well, this is definitely a great place, and we've had a ton of success, and you know, winning championships is you know, obviously the highlights, and but we've had some great runs almost every single year, and but it's a tough league to find that consistency, and it says a lot about the players and the core group that's been here from day one, and organizationally as well, the importance of trying to be consistent and putting in and after winning and losing half rosters and assembling a team to be competitive the way we've been. You know, Stan gets a lot of credit, and their core guys, you know, these guys continue to find ways to make themselves better and people around them better. So it's a privilege to coach these guys, but it has gone by quickly, and it's a you know, it's Chicago's a special place to work and to play, and great sports town, and it's amazing the response we get from their fans and the following we get, not just here in Chicago, but you know, you talk about our last road games, and it seems like every city we go into, it's amazing how many Blackhawk fans are there. And we're well represented in Minnesota, which is a tough building to get a ticket to. So it's good to see, and it's a fun place to be.
Do you know when you're coming up? You've hit so many of these milestones, it seems, in the past couple of years. Do you know when they're coming up? Do people tell you, hey, this could be number 400, or do you kind of have an idea in the back of your mind when that's coming?
No, somebody will remind me. I think I was reminded going into that the day before, when we had going into the game. But that's you know, it's all about in the coaching business. You're in a short term business. You're only thinking about the next opponent, the next game, and trying to win that game and doing everything we can to max out. And I think organizationally, there's a longer way of looking at things. But coaching, we're just thinking about trying to win the next game and then be the best we can be.
I never asked you this, I don't think, anyway, on the air. Who was your favorite coach to play for?
I played for a bunch of coaches. Right.
Was there one that stood out?
I put a lot of them out of business. Roger Nielsen was always sure. You know, I started with him and I got to work with him. Don Cherry, Jack Evans was a guy that, former Blackhawk, that there seems to be a number of us as players that are all over the coaching fraternity or in the hockey business still, and you know, you bump into our guys seems like on a daily basis, no matter what opponent we have, there's always a former Whaler out there that played with Jack. Sure. And our group. So it's a you know, Jack was very quiet, and you know, but he was you know, a good coach and a good guy to be around.
None of them ever yelled at you, did they?
Not very often. I didn't have too many yellers as coaches.
Sometimes that's worse, right? I mean, I've talked about this.
Like I think everybody's got to be their own guy, and you know, everybody has their own way of getting their point across. And I don't know if I'd be a yeller. I think I'm more of a okay. Sometimes I yell.
Yeah, you know, if I took the independent survey of the guys on the club, I could get back to you, but I don't know that helps either one of us. Hey, before you go, one texter question: last movie you saw in a theater?
I think I saw the McDonald's movie there.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Well, there you go. It was just a couple weeks ago. I haven't seen it yet. Yeah, the franchise.
Yeah, there you go.
What's your franchise? You thought it was a hockey movie.
Yeah, there you go.
That's how they got you to go. All the best. I'll be out there Sunday night with you, and have fun tonight against the Coyotes.
All right. Thanks, guys.